In the last 2 weeks, we've seen that preaching the gospel was not without controversy. Some people took issue with the message that was preached, the message of Christ being resurrected. We saw that in Acts chapter 4, the first three verses. And as they went about preaching the gospel, persecution became progressively worse. We see that throughout the beginning chapters of the book of Acts. In Acts chapter 8, verses 1 through 3, we see that Stephen's death, which happened in the last chapter, in chapter 7, had led to the Jews, the Jewish Christians, being scattered from Jerusalem. But as Christians were being scattered abroad, they didn't stop preaching the gospel. They continued to preach. And verse 4 of Acts chapter 8 tells us that Christians went everywhere preaching the word, preaching Jesus. Among them was a man named Philip, one of the seven selected in chapter 6 in verse 5. His preaching efforts involved the Samaritans in Acts chapter 8, verses 4 through 40, as well as that of the Ethiopian eunuch. But in today's lesson, we're going to look at the conversion of the Samaritans. They were the offspring of intermarriages at the time of the Assyrian captivity that can be read about in 2 Kings chapter 17. And most of them were disdained or rejected by most Jews, John chapter 4 and verse 9. So when we talk about Philip at Samaria, he preached Jesus Christ. And the interesting thing is that the people of Samaria listened to what Philip had to say. If you're following along, we're going to begin reading in chapter 8 and verse 5. It says, Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ to them. And the multitudes with one accord heeded the things spoken by Philip, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. For unclean spirits crying aloud, with a loud voice came out of many who were possessed, and many who were paralyzed and lame were healed. And there was great joy in that city. So we see here that he preached the message of Christ to them. He preached who Christ was. And verse 6 says they listened to him. They heeded the things that he spoke. And then in verse 6, again, it tells that his message, that message of Christ, was confirmed by the miracles that he performed. They were amazed by these miracles and amazed by the message that he had preached. And in verse 7, it tells us the types of miracles that he did, the casting out of unclean spirits, the healing of the paralyzed and the lame. And this led to a great joy in the city, verse 8. Of those Samaritans, there was a man who listened, who was by the name Simon, and his practice, if you will, his job was to be a sorcerer, as the New Testament calls him. In verses 9 through 11, we read that there was a certain man called Simon who previously practiced sorcery in the city and astonished the people of Samaria, claiming that he was someone great, to whom they all gave heed, from the least to the greatest, saying, this man is the great power of God, and they heeded him because he had astonished them with his sorceries for a long time. A sorcerer, someone who astonished the people, claiming to be great, verse 9, of whom all had said, this man is that great power of God, verse 10, and in verse 11, they were astonished with his sorceries for a long time. But then he heard Philip preach, and he believed Philip along with the other Samaritans. Beginning in verse 12, when they believed Philip, as he preached the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, both men and women believed. Then Simon himself also believed, and when he was baptized, he continued with Philip, and was amazed, seeing the miracles and signs which were done. Notice here in verse 12 that it tells us that Philip preached the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ. And we see that as a result of his preaching, now notice, we don't know exactly what he preached, but from other passages, it is implied that he preached about repentance and baptism. Because in verse 12, it says, they believed and were baptized, both men and women. And even Simon, this sorcerer, also believed and was baptized, verse 13. And the same verse tells us that he continued with Philip, as being amazed at the miracles and signs that he did. Now this is the first gospel preaching to those that were not fully Jews. So let's take a closer look at this. When we talk about the conversion of the Samaritans, they listened to the message preached by Philip. Verse 5 again says that he told them, or we're told rather, that he preached Christ. He preached who Jesus was. And this undoubtedly included the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. You know, that's the same things that Peter preached about Christ in chapters 2 and 3. And we're told that he preached the things concerning the kingdom of God in the name of Jesus Christ in verse 12. So what things concerning the kingdom of God did Philip preach? Well, John, Jesus, and the other apostles had earlier taught that the kingdom was at hand, Matthew 3, Matthew 4, Matthew 10. Later, Paul and John wrote that the kingdom was present in the present time. In Colossians 1, in verse 13, Paul writes, he has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of his Son, the Son of his love. John writes in Revelation 1, in verse 9, I, John, both your brother and companion in the tribulation and kingdom, the kingdom was already established, and patience of Jesus Christ, was on the island that is called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. The expression kingdom of God literally means the reign of God. It is likely that Philip spoke of the rule and reign of God now present in the person of his son, Jesus Christ. Like in Matthew 28 and verse 18, where Jesus said that all authority had been given to him in both heaven and on earth. What things concerning the name of Jesus Christ do you suppose Philip preached? Well, it's likely that he preached repentance and remission of sins, that they were now being proclaimed in the name of Jesus, like in Luke 24 and verse 47. And that clearly included what Jesus said in Mark 16 verses 15 and 16. Where he who believes and is baptized shall be saved, he that believeth not shall be condemned. When Philip preached this message, the text tells us about the response of the Samaritans. The text says that they heeded the things spoken by Philip. This implies they listened and they obeyed. In verse 6 of Acts chapter 8, it says the multitudes with one accord heeded the things spoken by Philip, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. In Hebrews 5 and verse 9, we read, and having been perfected, he, that is Jesus, became the author of eternal salvation to all who obey him. In Acts chapter 8 and verse 12, it says of the Samaritans that they believed and were baptized. Just like Peter, Philip faithfully fulfilled the Lord's great commission. As we noticed a moment ago, Mark 16, verses 15 and 16, Jesus said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is saved, he who believes and is baptized will be saved, and he who does not believe will be condemned. Heeding the things spoken by Philip, therefore, included baptism. Just like Peter's sermon in Acts 2 and verse 38, and just like Paul recounting his own conversion in Acts 22 and verse 16. But Simon the sorcerer is also included in this story. So the question is asked a lot of times, was Simon truly converted? And there are many that deny he was because of what happened afterward. But Luke, inspired by the Holy Spirit, says Simon also believed. In verse 13 of our text, it says, Simon himself also believed, and when he was baptized, he continued with Philip, and was amazed seeing the miracles and signs which were done. Simon believed just like the rest of the Samaritans, just like they did on the day of Pentecost, just like they did in Acts chapter 3 and 4 that we studied last week. So his faith was as real as the rest of the Samaritans. And while there may be fanciful traditions about Simon outside of the Bible, the indication in the scripture is that his conversion was real. Simon is an example then of how Christians can fall from grace and be restored, because he was told later to repent and pray, exactly in chapter 8 and verse 22. When Peter had come down, he told him to repent therefore of this your wickedness and pray God, if perhaps the thought of your heart may be forgiven you. When a Christian sins, he doesn't need to be baptized again, but what he needs to do is repent and pray, confessing his sins. John writes in 1 John 1 in verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The story of Simon, the event of Simon, reveals how quickly a Christian can be overtaken in sin. But it also illustrates how they can obtain forgiveness and be restored. The conversion of the Samaritans, including Simon, is a simple and straightforward lesson. The lesson is this: when Christ is preached and people listen, like we read in verses 5 and 6, that Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ to them, and the multitudes with one accord heeded the things spoken by Philip, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did, they believed and were baptized. That's what we read in verses 12 and 13. But when they believed Philip as he preached the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, both men and women were baptized. Then Simon himself also believed. When he was baptized, he continued with Philip and was amazed, seeing the miracles and signs which were done. The conversion of the Samaritans is as simple and direct as the commission under which Philip preached. Jesus commanded his apostles to preach faith and baptism, Mark 16, verses 15 and 16. Philip, in his preaching, fulfilled that great commission as he preached to the Samaritans, Acts chapter 8, verses 12 and 13. So what about you? Have you believed? Have you believed the message of Christ and the resurrection? And have you been baptized? If so, but you've strayed from the faith, if you've repented and prayed like Peter later told Simon to do, in either case, when you read of these accounts, there was not a delay in obedience. When they heard the message, they reacted with baptism. Immediate reaction is what we always see. Don't delay in obeying the gospel. If you are listening to this and you don't agree with the message being taught today, feel free to look me up. But I'll say again, if you disagree with me and would like to discuss with me the Word of God, please bring your Bible and use book, chapter, and verse to show me where I'm wrong. That's the only way I'll talk to you. If you'd like to meet with us, we'll meet this morning at 9 a.m. for Bible study at Eastside Church of Christ. That'll be followed by worship service at 10 a.m. and then another period of worship service this evening at 5 p.m. We're studying the book of Matthew on Sunday mornings, and on Wednesday nights at 7 o'clock we have another Bible study, and we're studying the book of Exodus in the auditorium class. We'd welcome you to visit with us and join us for our worship. Thank you for being with me.